News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with Air.
Michael O'Leary, the Ryanair boss, has called for early morning drinking in airports to be banned. He says it's causing a worsening problem on flights. He says that Ryanair regularly has to cancel flights because people get on board in a state. Owen Curry, editor of Travel Extra, is with us. Owen, if you run a business model at the heart of which is saying to people, look, for £9, we'll get you to Ibiza, what does he expect?
Good morning, Anton. Waiting for my Ryanair flight in Las Palmas and Gran Canaria, just exiting before the virus ship lands in about 2 days' time. Yes, when you're there's an ongoing debate about this between Michael O'Leary and the airports, where he's putting everything back on airports and saying we have got an increase in unruly passenger, disruptive passenger incidents, and if we police the serving of alcohol before a flight, that it should reduce that risk. Obviously, it's a much more complicated argument than that, but it's something that he's been raising repeatedly over the last 3 or 4 years. And one of the reasons he's doing it is, A, the increase in disruptive incidents. They tend not to be Irish flights. They tend to be UK flights are pretty much at the top of the table. And the same 3 or 4 cities tend to be on top of the table. But he also makes the point that the technology is there to do it nowadays. You can tie your boarding, you can need to scan your boarding pass before you order a drink. And while it's not a perfect system, it serves the same way as people buying duty-free in the airport. They scan the boarding pass, tie it to the system, and he says it is possible to police the amount of alcohol served in an airport.
But will the airports not say, hang on for a minute, if I manage to sell 2 pints to everybody on that flight, I'll pocket £1.50 and 20 minutes I'll have another flight and I'll do it again and then I'll do it again and then I'll do it again and I'll make a small fortune off this. This is what you do by selling stuff to them on the flights, Michael. We're going to do it in the airports.
And there's an element that, you know, the days when airports made their money by charging airlines for landing fees are pretty much at an end. Every airport in Europe and every airport in the world is now working on they're in the retail business. They're going to shake the passengers down for as much as they can as they pass through. Where it gets a little bit messy is it becomes very, very expensive for airlines. If they have to divert, it can cost tens of thousands of euro to divert an aircraft because there's a fight on board.
Well, tech saying you're right, Anton, which is rare, so I'm enjoying it. You're right, Anton. Sure, they keep offering drink for sale on the flights morning, noon and night. Well, if his contention is that Ryanair are able to judge when somebody is inebriated on board and cease serving them, surely if they have that subtle capacity to judge your inebriation, they could apply it when you arrive at the door.
Absolutely. And people are refused boarding because of inebriation on a regular basis. One of the points, though, is that it's harder to recognize. What I've noticed from my own experience, Anton, is that, you know, the truly psychotic episodes that you used to be a rarity on aircraft and still are, but they're increasing. And it's very often a reaction between alcohol and something else. We're taking a very, very high level of prescription drugs or over-the-counter drugs for anxiety before we fly, and sometimes tossing alcohol on top of that causes the incident. So there's a whole load of reasons why that system, that, and the airline has this immense power. There's no arguing with denied boarding. They can deny boarding for any sort of number of safety reasons. So people are turned away at the gate, but there's an increasing awareness, not just with Ryanair, but all airlines, that it's getting harder to judge your disruptive passenger until he's actually on board.
Owen, thank you for your time. Owen Curry, editor of Travel Extra Tech.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with Air.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.